Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. With the Audioboom mobile app, you can record and edit and file your audio reports anywhere when you're out and about on location, so that your programs can be instantly heard by your fans and your followers on social media. If you like listening to audio, the app is also great. There's a daily download feature. It automatically adds your favorite programs to your phone every morning, so that even if you're offline, for example on your commute, you can still listen to your favorites. One of the most important continuing research projects about streaming music released new information this week. We'll get into that, and I'll also review artist payments during 2014 from two important agencies. But first, the new white paper from Rain News is now available for free download. It's called The Streaming Audio Marketplace. It's a strategic overview of online audio advertising. 50 pages long, it's the most comprehensive piece of intelligence about how ad-supported internet radio works on the business side. To get your copy, free of charge, go to rainnews.com and click Rain Reports. Share of Ear is a research project started last year by Edison Research. The goal is to measure what people listen to among all sources of audio, from CDs to streaming, downloads to podcasts. Two new information points were released by Edison Research. First, about podcasts, it turns out that podcast listening is growing fast. Everybody has been assuming that, and now there are numbers to back it up. Podcast listeners are super listeners. They consume more podcasts than they do AM/FM radio, by a lot. 30% of their listening time goes to podcasts, compared to just 21% for radio. Edison says they are shifting away from radio to on-demand talk programming. That is significant. A bad news, good news situation for radio. If AM/FM is losing share to podcasting, it also has an opportunity to jump on the bandwagon by turning its historical advantage in talk programming into podcast products. The second interesting measurement to emerge from Share of Ear is about reach. Broadcast radio has the greatest reach in all age groups of all audio sources. But things are changing, says Edison Research. Pandora is moving in fast, especially in young age groups. Looking at the 13 to 24 crowd, which includes digital natives who have never lived in an unconnected world, Pandora has more than a third of the total reach of all broadcast radio. That is one powerful statistic that foretells even greater disruption in the future. Apple released its first quarter earnings, which have some bearing on digital music. The overall result was staggering, $75 billion in sales. But the financials certified decline in the iTunes Store, which saw a 7% year-over-year drop. Other metrics confirm the trend. Nielsen's 2014 report of the music industry showed that streaming audio was up a huge 55% in 2014, while CD and download sales were headed sharply in the other direction. Meanwhile, recording artists are making money from streaming. Total incomes might not offset the decline in sales, but the levels are building year after year. Two new 2014 summaries were released. First, from Sound Exchange. That's the organization which collects streaming royalties for labels and artists from internet radio outlets like Pandora. It does not count the on-demand services like Spotify Premium or Rhapsody. So, Sound Exchange paid out $773 million in 2014 to labels and recording artists, and that was 31% more than in 2013. Another company, TuneCore, works a different part of the streaming ecosystem. It distributes music to platforms like Pandora, including the on-demand services. TuneCore takes a piece of the action, but hands off most of the earnings to the musicians. TuneCore had a record year, distributing $134 million to musicians whose music was placed in digital music outlets in over 200 countries. In a major piece of deal-making, Spotify becomes the exclusive music service for the Sony PlayStation gaming platform. 64 million active users are on that platform, so putting Spotify's service in their consoles is potentially as significant as a major telecom deal. Sony will shut down its existing Music Unlimited service. PlayStation members will be able to link their accounts with Spotify, similar to signing in with Facebook. Sony also has payment relationships with players through a built-in wallet system. So, very much like a telecom deal, Spotify will benefit from a large built-in audience and a single billing point. Finally, iHeartRadio announced that it has attained 60 million registered users. That's a big, respectable audience size, all the more so because it doesn't count millions of users who don't use iHeart features that require registration. So they're on the platform too, they're just unregistered. Parent company iHeartMedia now calls iHeartRadio the, and I quote, top streaming radio app. Well, competing services might grumble over how that claim is substantiated, but there's no denying that iHeart has grown very fast and offers a unique feature set and strong brand recognition to a significant audience share. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.